what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a very busy weekend for high school athletics. We've talked about that. We have tennis and track and field going on. And right now, the Carbon Lady Dinos at BYU, the Carbon Dinos in general, not just the girls, the boys and the girls at BYU. But there was some big news for the Lady Dinos earlier today. We now have a two-time state champion on the track and field scene. Joining us right now to give us a live update right in the middle of the meet, we have Coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, it is great to hear from you. I appreciate you taking up time in the middle of the meet. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Jordan. It's kind of fun. I've never done this live update stuff, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, this is a good time, Coach. And I had to get you on because of the news that you sent my way earlier today. Haley Prescott, now a two-time high jump state champion. What an incredible accomplishment that is. And, boy, it's something to really celebrate. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think people know how hard that was. I know we talked about it, I think, in an interview earlier in the week, and it's hard to be a two-time state champ like that. And, you know, she put her jumps together today. It was funny. She was jumping. It was sunny 1 minute, and then it was snowing on the next jump, and then it was raining on the next one, and then it was sunny again. And just she blocked out the weather and just went in and just jumped and made her first attempt like she did last year. And then just out-jumped everybody today to win it. And that was pretty awesome.
Coach, what does something like that do for the team? I know that this is such a contagious sport, right? When something exciting happens, the other kids kind of play off of it. So once Haley accomplished that, how uplifting was it for the other squads?
It's really good because, I mean, we've got a lot of kids getting in the finals today, which, you know, we've got Emily Elliott's going to make the 100 final. She'll run tomorrow and see what she can do. Lindsay Jesper's going to make the 300 hurdle final. Haley turned around and, you know, off that impressive performance, is now in the 200 final, which we weren't sure if she'd factor in that, and she's done that today. And the kids are upbeat. You know, Haley Garish just took fourth in the shot put. Really fed and threw really well there. And Timber Bennett threw a 107 in the jab and placed seventh. And, I mean, it's a PR for her on her last javelin throw. And so it's really helped. We're kind of ahead of where we thought we'd be at this point in the meet. And kind of exciting to see these kids kind of feed off of that.
Coach, as far as the live meet itself goes, I mean, you're giving us an update right now. How difficult is it to keep track of all the things that are going on?
Oh, it's wild. Right now, I'm talking to you. I'm actually walking over to the long jump because I got Will Carmichael about ready to long jump this afternoon. But he's also got to bounce that between the medley that's coming up. And, you know, and then we're just trying to keep track. And the cool thing is they're doing live updates on runner cards. And so the team points are changing even during the event. So Haley at one point was in third place in the shot put, and it showed us all the way up into second place, and then she ended up falling into that fourth spot in the final part, and it shows those live point updates as we go. So it's been kind of fun and wild to watch. It's been a lot of fun.
We knew that the girls would have high expectations, Coach, going into this weekend, but the boys, I mean, they've kind of just been gradually gaining on some of these squads that we have talked about as far as the true state contenders. How happy are you with the way the boys have performed so far today?
They have done really well. Our discus throwers went in and threw about the way they usually do, just not enough to make the final, but they're doing really well. That's kind of our one throw area where we're probably the weakest. The good ones are tomorrow. The javelin, the shot are tomorrow, and so we'll see what we get out of that. High jumps tomorrow with Traxton and Will. They jump at 8 a.m. bright and early, and that'll be a lot of fun to watch. We got Will Carmichael. He'll be in that the last flight of the high or long jump today, and so he could be in that top eight as well. And so it's a lot of fun to watch. And this medley group is in the fast heat, and they can score some points too. So it can change on a dime at the moment.
Coach, I know that today is about to wrap up, right? I mean, you guys are kind of in the twilight of things going on for the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we only have the long jump and the medley left today. We already kind of know where everything shakes out tomorrow with finals on the track, and so, you know, tomorrow is a big day for us with all the girls we have in finals, and then having the boy throwers all tomorrow as well. Garish is going to have a chance to go for a discus state title, which should be a lot of fun to see. I mean, we could come home, you know, with a couple different state titles. Our 4x1 girls team looks really good. Lindy Bauer Emily Elliott ran good hundreds, just not quite fast enough to get in, but they looked really good, which bodes well for us. And so it'll be a lot of fun to see what happens.
Again, Coach Jimmy Jukes, our guest right now, giving us a live update from what's happening at the 3A state championship meet. Coach, before I let you go, I know next week we're going to be able to recap everything. How do you coach tonight? You get this break. Do you let the kids kind of go off and do their own thing, or do you continue to coach and strategize? I mean, what's the night look like for you and your staff?
The night is just keeping the kids nice and loose and upbeat. And we can keep them positive throughout the night, no matter what happens throughout the rest of this meet today. As long as we keep them upbeat and having fun and enjoying it, it's working really well right now. They're nice, loose, and relaxed. And so it's just keeping them that way and making sure that they're feeding off each other in a positive manner. And so I think we'll get done with the meet. We'll go get some food, let them go hang out back, play some games and stuff, and then attack it again tomorrow and see if we can improve.
Well, it's definitely a lot to keep tabs on. I'm not quite sure how you do it, Coach. I love getting the update from you live right now at the event. If we have to place these teams where we're sitting at right now going into day two, where do we expect the Carbon boys and girls to be?
Now, I think the boys are going to be they're going to be on the outside looking in right now. We haven't had any events where we've been able to pull points. We should be able to really come in tomorrow and be really good with the boys team. The girls right now, I think by the time this is all said and done today, could be up in that third place position, depending on what happens in the medley. We're going to be in that top five and looking really good for tomorrow. Morgan's kind of running away with it right now, but we're right in the mix there to shake it up. It'll be a lot of fun.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking out the time. It's great to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of the meet, and I can't wait to recap it next week.
Nope, sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Jimmy Jukes right now live at the 3A state champion track and field meet that's going on today and again tomorrow. And next week we'll get Coach Jukes on. We'll go over all the results. Haley Prescott, now a two-time state champion. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, KOAL's Drive Time Sports. We'll bring you the updates as they come in. We do have more Carbon High School sports to get into. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll continue the season recap interviews. Joining me after the commercial break, it's going to be Carbon Lady Dinos softball manager Kurt Nunley. We'll get to that interview next. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.